It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 10th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 54 degrees.
Got delays at Point of the Mountain and on 56th West. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the cleanup continues along the Wasatch Front as schools reopen and power outages are restored.
And we're learning more about the man who was killed Tuesday morning during the windstorm. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
Police say 61-year-old Donald Hardy had finished offloading his trailer at 2858 South 300 West. He was standing beside his rig when a gust of wind came up, knocking the door open, hitting Hardy in the head. South Salt Lake police say he suffered a critical traumatic head injury and was pronounced dead at the hospital. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says the couple had sold everything they owned to become truck drivers. She says now she has no job, no home, and no husband. She says there should have been warnings, and I-15 should have been closed.
Somebody dropped the ball. None of this should have happened.
She has family back in Jacksonville, Florida. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Landfills are a popular destination this week as people clear out their debris. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our team coverage.
The North Davis landfill next to Hill Air Force Base serves cities from Farmington to Clearfield. There was a long line of trucks there yesterday, and Executive Director Nathan Rich says they had to hustle to be ready for the rush.
We've staffed up. We've got a lot of temporary folks on the ground directing traffic. Take your time and make sure you're tarping your loads. There's already a lot of debris on the ground, and there's no reason to add to that.
Farmington City residents can use the North Davis landfill. They can also take green waste to the Central Davis Sewer District, but the city says no tree root balls will be accepted there. Crews will also pick up tree debris in front of homes, but they say that could take a while. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Check out KSLNewsRadio.com right now for more landfill locations and rules.
Salt Lake's Rose Park neighborhood was hit especially hard. The storm overturned many large trees, including one in George Lashing's yard that was nearly as old as he is.
All of a sudden we hear a boom hit the house, and we thought it was an earthquake.
Lashing has lived in the Rose Park area for more than 50 years and says he's never seen anything like this.
The mother of a 13-year-old boy who was shot by police wants to know why officers didn't try something else before shooting him. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the question of why this boy was shot multiple times during a mental episode last week is back in the spotlight after it was confirmed that a new de-escalation policy was set to take effect the very next day. That policy was drafted with the city to address concerns regarding the use of deadly force. Specifically, it states that de-escalation tactics are no longer suggested or just preferred. They're mandatory prior to using force to effect an arrest. The shooting last Friday night happened just 2 hours before the policy was set to go into place. Salt Lake Police have since said that there was no indication that a weapon was recovered from the boy at the scene. Additionally, Detective Michael Ruff tells the Salt Lake Tribune that because of the ongoing investigation, they cannot say whether the Salt Lake officers had tried to de-escalate the situation with the boy before shooting. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It is now illegal to fly drones or other aircraft over the Ether, Hollow, and William fires in Utah County. Incident Management spokeswoman Dana Harris says violating this rule could be deadly.
It's really difficult to see from a firefighting aircraft, and so the chance of collision is there. And something small like a drone can actually bring an aircraft down.
She says the steep terrain both fires are burning in is making it difficult for firefighters to contain or put out the flames, which is why helicopters are so crucial.
Let's get a look at our top national stories now as we go back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 7 people confirmed dead the past day from West Coast wildfires. A dozen more are missing. Cal Fire is working on 24 major incidents trying to save rural towns.
Do everything we can to hold back these fires outside of these communities. but the winds have been working against us.
The same's happening up in Oregon and Washington. Tens of thousands have evacuated in southern Oregon, with several small towns falling to the flames. There's little hope given to the Republican stimulus bill in the Senate, but a vote is scheduled today anyway. Democrats complain it doesn't do enough, but Leader Mitch McConnell says it'll do for now.
We've had a significant bounce back. The economy is getting better.
He says the bill focuses on schools, the unemployed, and health care. Bob Woodward of The Washington Post just released a new book about President Trump. Rage details the president downplaying the seriousness of the pandemic early on. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer reacts.
Donald Trump lied and people died.
The president defended his actions yesterday, saying he did not want to incite panic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Showers aren't in the forecast for the rest of the week.
The weather is going to cooperate for getting outside today. The winds have calmed, and our temperatures climb up to the high 60s to around 70 today. Tomorrow, upper 70s to near 80, and then we climb into the 80s for the upcoming weekend. Seasonal weather is the average highs in the middle 80s, so nice weather ahead for Saturday and for Sunday.
Next week, we're going to see temperatures in the high 80s.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.